Good morning. I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. The 20th annual Raft the Rio will launch on Father's Day weekend, Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. The theme this year is Pirates of the Rio Grande, with a new event added, a one-person kayak race. Emily Guerra spoke with event chairman John Northcutt. He says the Kiwanis Club of Las Cruces took over the event 4 years ago.
Challenges we've had this year are always getting some volunteers to help us. We're 30 members strong in the local club, but we can use all the help we can get, and we thank the Boy Scouts because they come out and they are our river patrol. But we need help with getting people parked, setting tents up, setting signage out, clean up, just little things, and having fun with us and maybe becoming Kiwanians.
And also food vendors.
Oh, absolutely. We're looking for a food vendor. So if there's a food vendor or food truck out there that would like to be part of this, give me a call at my phone, 410-925-9126.
Or on your email, which is Northcutt, N-O-R-T-H-C-U-T-T-J-B, at comcast.net. Let's talk more about Raft the Rio, which is now in its 20th year. And what are some of the new events that have been added?
Well, everybody for years was calling it a race, and we kept saying, no, it is a float. So we decided, okay, you want a race, we'll create a race. So this year we've introduced the one-person kayak race from Picacho Street Bridge down to Calle del Norte Bridge, one-person kayaks. It is going to be a Le Mans start. It'll be up on the riverbank with its paddle. The paddlers will be back from this, and when the air horn sounds, you run to your kayak, you launch it in the Rio, hop in, paddle like heck, and it's a winner-take-all. There's only one prize for this event, and whoever gets there first gets that prize.
Now, the registration fee is $20 for up to two sailors.
Right.
But with a one-person kayak, that would be
$20.
Now, on the day of the event, if they register late, it's $25.
That's correct. So $25 at the day of registration, that is for rafts, floats, kayaks, whatever you're bringing. If you come late that day, you're going to cost you $5 more. But for the rafts in particular, if the first is the captain and the crew, is the $20 or $25, and then it's $5 for each additional member you have on your raft.
Some of these rafts have been very uniquely designed. So your prizes go from first to finish, best use of recycled material, the least likely to finish, and have you had a hard time getting that one filled?
Yeah, every once in a while, somebody will not. We had one year where they made it all the way down the river, got down to the dock, and capsized.
Oh.
So they got the award. We want people to come out and work with the theme and have fun with the theme. So the small-spirited crew could be your costuming, best design of the raft for the theme, best use of, we still want to keep this a recyclable ecology event and being aware of the river. So we have that category too.
And what is your passion about being on the river?
Oh, I was born on the Mississippi. I was born in Hannibal. So I've been on the river most of my life. And we have a little place down in New Orleans to go down to. It's still on the Mississippi. So I have a passion for the river. And when we came here, and I heard about this event and attended the event, I said my passion was keeping that event going. It's our gift to the community, and the community has responded.
And that is something very special. Now let's talk about the rules. There's some very important rules for the racers and for the floats and everyone else who is on the water.
Okay. First and primary rule, and it is a state law. You will have a life vest or a flotation device on, and we enforce this. If you don't have it, you're not going to go on the river because that would invalidate our insurance. We cover you with insurance. We have our river patrol out there to help. So that is the primary rule. The other rule for the kids category, that's 13 and under. There must be one adult on their raft. And then we have the open category. That's for people over 13. Family category, age really doesn't matter.
So do you get a lot of families going out there?
Last year we did it. It's amazing. And it's so much fun to see the families out there bonding together. And since this is the day before Father's Day, we say, come on, go raft with your father.
Raft the Rio will begin at La Llorona Park and finish at the Calle del Norte Bridge in Mesilla. The entire interview with John Northcutt can be heard at 5 tomorrow evening during Fronteras on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and on Puentes at krwg.org.